Thank you for joining today's call. We're excited to have this time to speak with you and provide an update on Symantec's 2013 corporate responsibility efforts. The purpose of today's call is to discuss Symantec's CR priorities and future objectives. With me today is Cicely Joseph, Senior Director of Corporate Responsibility at Symantec, and Deborah McLaughlin, Lead for the CR reporting effort. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Cicely, let's start with you. Why don't you start by telling us why CR is so important to Symantec?
Hi, Wendell. Thank you. Corporate responsibility is important to Symantec because it's going to make us a better company. We protect and manage information, working to ensure that everyone can be free to focus on achieving their goals. Our very business goals are tied to a greater social purpose. Our mission is to make the world a safer place. So corporate responsibility is inherent to our business and built into our priorities and values. CR isn't just something we do, it's truly an authentic part of who we are as a company. Therefore, we don't really have a choice of whether we want to do CR. I don't think any company really does today. CR will consequently help us achieve our business strategy and deliver for our employees, customers, shareholders, and the community. We are driven to operate with integrity, respect for the environment, and a commitment to positive social impact across the globe. Also, the goals that we set are key ways that we measure and report on this purpose. We're pleased that our corporate responsibility updates complement a year in which Symantec posted its strongest growth result in 5 years. We believe in practicing our business with a social purpose. It's how we align the company and bring them along on the journey. And CR is a demonstration of that belief in action. Finally, corporate responsibility contributes to our business success by increasing the public's awareness of our brand and contributing to brand loyalty. Because of it, we have a more engaged workforce and operate in a more efficient and sustainable manner. Conversely, our company success makes even greater CR victories possible, allowing Symantec to fund more philanthropic initiatives, pursue additional community partnerships, and donate software to communities in need. The success of our business this past year, for example, has allowed us to donate more cash and software to organizations worldwide.
So, Cicely, why don't you spend a moment and talk about what Symantec has done over the last year to reach its goals?
First and foremost, we continue to invest in programs focused on online safety for youth and underserved populations. We also demonstrated momentum in creating career opportunities for women within the company and technology field and reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and environmental impacts. This work would not have been possible, though, without the great work of our nonprofit partners, and some of those include the Anita Borg Institute, Boys and Girls Club of America, Teach for America, Common Sense Media, and One Global Economy.
Deborah, next question's for you. Why don't you talk about how Symantec decides where to concentrate its corporate responsibility efforts?
This year, we grouped our priority CR issues into three core areas: our people, your information, and the world. When we're talking about our people, it's really about our employees who are at the heart of our business. We're looking specifically at employee satisfaction, talent management, and diversity and inclusion. When we talk about your information, we're referring to cybersecurity, online safety, and privacy. These issues drive our business and our corporate responsibility focus. And then when we talk about the world, we're including climate change, responsible sourcing, and community investment. We recognize that we can't look after our employees or our customers' information without considering the environment and wider impact we have when conducting our business.
Why don't you both spend a little bit more time and talk a little bit more about these three areas and about some of the successes that Symantec has achieved in the past year within each area. Deborah, let's start with you.
Well, when it comes to our people, we believe that our commitment to corporate responsibility starts at home. Our employees are a critical stakeholder group driving a substantial piece of our CR platform. Symantec is very focused on creating an internal culture that invests in our people and our values and diversity inclusion. This past year, we trained more than 2,000 leaders on Leadership 4.0, the management approach that is guiding our ongoing evolution. We reduced organizational complexity, we put our employee value proposition into writing, and we made significant commitments to nonprofit partners in our philanthropic focus areas. We saw a 41% increase in employee volunteer hours, demonstrating that CR is becoming more embedded within our company culture. And finally, we continue to be proud to have been named one of the world's most ethical companies for the sixth consecutive year, and to have received the Human Rights Campaign Best Places to Work for LGBT Equality for the fifth consecutive year.
Thanks, Deborah. And Cicely, can you talk a little bit more about the Your Information pillar?
Sure. When it comes to your information, securing and managing our customers' information-driven world remains a key goal for our business. It's what we do every day. We know that we have a dual responsibility, stay ahead and innovate to protect information and work tirelessly to increase the number of people who benefit from this core business of ours. We continually advance our performance on this front through innovation in our products and services, as well as by partnering with the supporting organizations involved in keeping the world's people and their information safe online. For example, we continue to make Norton Family software globally available free of charge in 25 languages to families all over the world. This software helps you set privacy settings, and you can see what your kids are doing online. You can set time limits. This tool is meant to encourage conversations around online safety between parents, teachers, and kids. Further, we socialized our new privacy policy and successfully implemented privacy and information security training for our own employees and made it a company policy for these trainings to be repeated every 18 to 24 months.
Excellent. And Deborah, back to you. Why don't you tell us about the third pillar, the world?
The World Pillar extends our recognition that Symantec is a global company and our impacts grow along with the business. We understand our responsibility to the people and places we interact with. This past year, we extended the same expectations we place on ourselves to our global partners and suppliers. All of our manufacturing suppliers have now committed to comply with our Global Supply Chain, Manufacturing, and Fulfillment Code of Conduct. We also revised our human rights policy to more clearly state our position on human rights and add support for the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In terms of our environmental impact, we continue to implement energy reduction strategies to reduce our carbon footprint. We received 3 LEED certifications in FY13, including our first platinum certification, bringing our total to 20 LEED certified facilities, representing 80% of our eligible real estate square footage. And so these are some of the report highlights.
Wow, it sounds like the CR team's been pretty busy the last year. Cicely, why don't you tell us what's next for Symantec?
We're very proud of our company and proud of the work that we've done thus far, but also recognize that there's still room for improvement. We need to continue to operate in a transparent manner and set goals which set a high bar and will help us move forward on important areas for the company. We need to do better when it comes to strengthening gender equity and diversity, reducing our environmental impacts as our operations expand globally, and continuing to lead our competitors in staying ahead of new security threats in our complex world. In the coming years, Symantec will continue to address the underrepresentation of women in technology fields by working with our philanthropic partners and making STEM education opportunities more accessible to girls and minorities. As cyber threats become more sophisticated, so will our cybersecurity initiatives to match these threat increases. And we hope to be able to protect people everywhere. As our company continues to grow in its global presence, so will our pledge to green IT, resource conservation, responsible sourcing, and human rights. As I mentioned at the beginning of this call, we are a company whose mission is to protect and manage information, making our very business goals tie back to the greater social purpose of helping people, businesses, and governments secure their information in a very complex digital world.
Cicely and Deborah, thank you both. You can find more details about our commitment to corporate responsibility in our report online at go.symantec.com/CR2013 report. We encourage you to complete a survey providing us feedback about our report. After completing the survey, you can vote for a charity to receive a $50,000 cash grant from Symantec. Cicely, do you have any more to add about the grant opportunity?
Well, I do want to encourage people to complete the survey and get your vote in for the grant. There are four very meaningful projects that we have posted that I think will resonate with all of our stakeholders, and we'd really like to hear what people have to say, and we'll consider that as part of the grant-making process.
Excellent. We did have a few email submissions. Deborah, let's start with you answering this first one. What is Symantec doing to invest in the community?
Well, in FY13, Symantec donated $24 million in cash and software to organizations worldwide. Our cash grant making supports four primary focus areas: online safety, diversity, environmental responsibility, and science, technology, engineering, and math education, as well as equal access to educational opportunities. We have a robust software donation program. In FY13, Symantec donated product to nearly 22,000 nonprofit organizations and libraries in 28 countries. And we're planning to expand to more countries next year.
Excellent. We'll go on to our next email submission. Cicely, I'll toss this one to you. How does Symantec plan to educate the younger generation about online safety?
Well, as digital systems become increasingly central in society, it is essential to actively educate the younger generation to be safe and ethical online citizens. For example, through our partnership with Common Sense Media, we helped engage middle school students in an online storybook that teaches them about digital literacy. We also helped pilot their first program in Australia, really helping them to extend their reach internationally and supporting Symantec's global reach.
And our next email question for you, Deborah. Can you tell us more about Symantec's partnership with the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts?
Sure. Symantec helped build digital literacy through a partnership with the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, or WAGS. With our support, WAGS developed an online safety curriculum called Surf Smart in 2012, which was piloted in France, Germany, and the UK. More than 80% of participating group leaders rated the curriculum very useful or useful, and more than 75% indicated it was very fun or fun for students. Symantec's involvement goes beyond just the financial contributions, as many employees played an important role as volunteers in advising WAGS on the development of program content and in staffing training sessions as well.
Okay, our next email question I'll toss over to both of you. We'll start with you, Cicely. What will Symantec's main CR focus be for this upcoming year?
So in the next year, I see us continuing to focus on our three core areas: our people, which focuses on employee satisfaction, talent management, and diversity and inclusion; your information, which focuses on online safety, cybercrime, and privacy; and the world, which includes supply chain, environmental stewardship, and philanthropy. We will continue to strengthen gender equality and diversity, reduce our environmental impacts, and lead the field in protecting against new security threats.
And Deborah, anything to add to that?
Definitely. As part of next year's reporting process, we will be completing a new materiality analysis, and we'll consider how to integrate the new Global Reporting Initiative G4 framework into our CR reporting. Additionally, we joined the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board's, or SASB's, Advisory Council and Working Group for the technology and communications sector, so that we can be a part of the discussion of any new sustainability accounting standards that may be adopted for publicly listed U.S. corporations in the future.
So I'll ask one last email question here, and we'll ask this one here to you, Cicely. What would you consider the highlight of your employee CR efforts of the last year?
Well, it's hard to pick just one. I'm really proud of the efforts of the company collectively and collaboratively, how everyone's worked together. But if I had to pick one, I'd say it's the fact that we increased our volunteer participation 41% year over year. This was due to a few things like hiring new staff to focus on employee engagement, an increase in team volunteer events, just better communication, like a web banner on our internet site telling employees about our goal to increase by 40%, and how they can record their hours, making it easier for employees to engage. So our team is now working on the momentum to keep this going. But overall, as a company, I think we're pretty proud of how Team Symantec came together and increased our volunteer participation.
Excellent. Well, Cicely and Deborah, thank you both for your time today. This will conclude our 2013 Corporate Responsibility Stakeholder Call. We invite you to stay engaged with us by checking out our Corporate Responsibility in Action blog series at symantec.com/connect. Thank you all and have a great day.